Y'all. Welcome. How y'all doing? It's Tuesday out there, man. I'm telling you, what's going on? Man, I'm always loving this beat right here. Sometimes I just want to sit back and just let it go. You know, and just rock a little bit. But anyway, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk. And man, we got a show planned for you today. Today's topic is pick your poison. And you know, I came up with that topic because, look, there's so much going on in the world today as far as news and scandals and just all kind of crazy things, man. We got black-on-black crime, and you can't tell if it's not being supported by the government. You know, we got a new thing going on, the data mining, you know, the eavesdropping on your calls, collecting all your electronic messages and contacts and things of that nature. What's really going on, man? Huh? But what's happening with all that? You know, and then we have this great population that we have right now. I like to call it willful ignorance. You know what I mean? By a population that some of this, our population, some of us here in the United States, we just don't get it. I know that's a sad thing to say, but some of us, we just do not get it. Why don't we get it? What is the problem? You know, why don't we get it? We should get it. You know, and that's why I came to this great, this topic today. Pick your poison. Because we, you know what, we need to let somebody know that we choosing our own poison. So you just pick what you want. You know, while we suffering the politics, the politicians, their pockets are getting fatter. You know, while the voters are becoming poor. Y'all know this is not no big secret. We all know this. That's why I say it's willful ignorance. You know, but the bottom line is, whatever the issue, man, it just comes down to one simple thing. Pick your poison, and you just, I guess you got to live with it, right? You know, it's bad when you get to the point to where you say, just pick your poison. That shows one thing, that this country is just, we're headed in the wrong direction. We really are. So let's pick our poison. Let's see what's really going on out there today. I mean, we got Trayvon Martin, case going on. You know, we got that going on now. Of course, we got this big thing with the Prism and Verizon and all that good stuff going on. Hey, what are we going to do, y'all? What are we going to do? Once again, it's just too much going on. It's way too much going on. But what can we do about it? I don't know, but we're going to do something, right? We're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. Today is one of those days, man, where it's nice. We're going to be nice and easy. We're going to be upbeat. We're going to be positive. We are. Now, I know y'all saying, how can he say that? And he talking about pick your poison. Because you have no choice. You have no choice. The way things are going now, I mean, whatever choice do you have? Whatever choice do you have? I'm just putting it out there. I'm not trying to be negative, but I'm just trying to be realistic. I'm just saying. Well, we're going to get into that in a little while. Anyway, so what's going on, man? You know, today is Tuesday, the day after Monday. You know, everybody can't stand Monday. I know I have a problem with Monday sometimes, too. But today is Tuesday, so you should be getting ready about to settle in now, get things going. And like I said before, I am Mr. Talk, and you're listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to join the conversation today, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. We love to hear what you have to say on whatever's on your mind. You know, if you don't want to say anything, send me an email at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And I'll read out your response on the air live. You don't have to leave a name or anything. Just, you know, send your response or your comment. And then there's always the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Hey, you're more than welcome to stop by there, leave a comment. You know, send a friend request. I'll be there. You know what I mean? I'll be there. I will. It's not hard. It's not hard to do. So what are we going to talk about today? We have so much on the plate, but yet so little. I know that's kind of confusing. But like I said, you know, basically we have, what, Trayvon Martin, jury selection. You know, of course, as I was saying yesterday, it's a lot going on with that, man. I mean, how can you expect anyone to be unbiased? But yet, there's people on there that are actually saying, well, they don't feel this and they don't feel that. Well, if I'm not mistaken, if you're feeling one way or the other, that's kind of being like biased, right? So I guess the attorneys, I would assume the attorneys would just have to pick the best candidates and hope for the best, right? Oh, Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. Let's be real. This thing has been over national news for a long time. So everybody who say, this one lady says she used the newspaper for the bottom of her bird cage. Okay. If you're living in that city, there's no way you haven't heard about it. Now, they may have convinced themselves that it's not, you know, they have no belief one way or the other, but they do. So this will be a very interesting trial, just to set the jury. We haven't even got to the arguments and all that other stuff. We're just trying to get the jury set right now. And the demographics of the jury, I think, will be a very interesting thing to take a look at also. Think about it. You know, it started out as a big racial thing. But as I was sitting and talking today, I thought about it. Zimmerman, is he really Caucasian or is he Hispanic? So can you really be, say, a race? Is this really racial-based, you know, profiling? Or is this one guy just being overzealous enough to where he saw a young black man and decided to take it upon his own hands to be Superman? And Superman happened to run into his kryptonite. I'm just asking questions. I don't know. That's some of the poison that we have to deal with today. That's right. And then, you know, then we have, of course, the what the guy named, you know who I'm talking about. The guy who done leaked all the secrets about NSA recording and taking your stuff. Now, you know what? He lost his job. They fired him today. From $122,000 job, they fired him. Like, we didn't see that one coming. It's amazing how when you do something against the government don't play with you. You know, they immediately do two or three things. They're going to destroy your credit, your credibility. Let's be honest. They're going to destroy your credibility, get you to try and join them, or they're going to make you disappear. Now, here's another thing that's quite interesting, though. he done made himself disappear, sort of, kind of. So they got to go the other routes now. Now they're going to have to battle these Hong Kong right now to see if they can get to him, bring him back to the United States, because they want him. Make no doubt about it. They want this guy. You know, they make a big thing that he didn't have a high school education. Now they want to know, how did he get such a job? Well, how do you think somebody hired him? Right? I'm just saying. Oh, Lord have mercy. It's just interesting how politics work these days. Now, if you take a look at something else, though, check this one out. Now, you got this thing on the NSA, and this is government-wide, right? All of a sudden, we even got something else on Hillary Clinton popping up. Prostitution, drugs, you know, in a state memo. I'm telling y'all, man, y'all need to start paying attention to what these people do. When it's time to circle the wagons, I don't care who's blaming who. When it's time to circle the wagons and it's the whole big thing all together, they're going to take care of each other. They are. Now, see, the whole big shebang, the whole big ship called the government is in trouble right now, right? Because we found out they've been mining and listening to what we've been talking about and getting our content and taking our data. So now, all of a sudden, here's this big headline that pops up, right? Prostitution, drugs, alleged in state memo. And guess whose department this is all of a sudden? Hillary Clinton's. Now we back on Hillary Clinton. Really? So that's why I say pick your poison. Pick your poison, because they put it out there for you. You like, we little rats, you know what I mean? We get a nibble here and a nibble there and a nibble there. You know, they're going to lead us to the rat trap. Because we're not really paying no attention. We're not paying any attention. We stuck on CNN. You know, jury selection. Now, they're going to switch it and flop it. But don't get it twisted. Because they're going after Mr. Swanson. I think that's his name, Swanson. They're going after him. But what they're about to do, they're about to switch it up on you. That's right. They're going to switch it up on you. They're going to bring something else out to get your attention while they're going to work underhanded. Oh, man. Y'all don't believe it, though, but it's okay. I'm going to show you in video. You won't see what I'm talking about. But we'll get into that in a little while. All right? We'll get that to a little while. But anyway, you know, it's just one of those things, man. Enjoying life. I see you out there in the chat room. Thank you for joining us today. 817, I see ya. Smooches, what's going on? All right. So, here we go. Lord have mercy. Look, I done got riled up. We ain't even started yet. Then we got affirmative action going on. Why we never talk about affirmative action anymore? Has that become just a pastime now? Is it time to get rid of affirmative action? Have we become so equal now to where we really don't need it? Everybody is based on their qualifications or what they're bringing to the table as far as being able to get into school and become employed. It's just some of the things we need to ask. Because the Supreme Court is going to take some of that up, you know, going to go to court and argument about that also. That's why I say pick your poison. It's so much to talk about right now. And as much as we want to talk about some good things, it's kind of hard with the way things are going. The way things keep popping up, it's kind of hard. But you know what? Before we get to ranting and raving and turning blue and losing our breath and then jumping up and down, we finna have us a good time real fast, okay? Now, yesterday, the House rules. And I said the House rules were one thing. And basically what I said, the House rules were what? Act like an adult. That's right. That's what the House rules are. Act like an adult. But for those that may be listening for the first time, I'm going to go over them this time. Now, like I said, I'm not going to be going over them 24/7, I mean every day anymore, because I don't feel like it. I'm sure you should know by now what my House rules are. Refine and design. I see you out there. Thank you for joining us. So, House rules are as follows. No talking over each other. Let everybody say what they got to say. When you're finished, then you say what you got to say. Of course, if all this keep going, I put a 3-minute time limit on it. I know, right? That's too easy. Okay, here's the next one. Make comments and responses as short as possible so everyone have Look, I must have said something nobody really liked, because they kicked me off, man. Can you believe that? I must have pissed somebody off. That means I must be doing something right. All right, we're going to keep going, though. The devil is alive today. Anyway, as I was saying, make your comments and responses as short as possible. They don't want to get a chance to talk. Respect their mic time, okay? Please. Respect their mic time, because they deserve to talk just like you do. No personal attacks. Don't attack anybody else on this show, please. Because I'm kicking your butt off. I'm going to handle you and kick you off. All right? This is an adult show. And as I said before, act like an adult. Please, act like an adult. It's not hard. First thing something happened to you, first thing you say, I'm grown. Well, on this show, please show that you are grown. Okay? You don't like what somebody said, and you don't have nothing nice to say, shut the hell up. I know, I shouldn't be so cruel, but I'm just saying. You know, sometimes, it's true what your grandparents used to tell you, your parents used to tell you. If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything. You know, don't say anything. Put your thumb in your mouth or something. Stick your big toe in your mouth. Just don't say anything just to be saying something. All right? That's all we got to say about that. And those are the house rules. As I say before, you know, those are the house rules. Say what you're going to say and be through with it. Let's act as adults. Let's have some fun. But let's make some valid points, and let's get to some resolutions around here. Now, I think resolutions is a pretty good word to use, right? Get some resolutions, solutions. I don't know if we should say that word solutions, but let's get to some resolutions. Stop helping us going the wrong way. So we quit talking about choosing, picking your poison, and start talking about let's choose which field of strawberry field we're going to hop down. Okay, y'all, I'm tripping now. I'm talking about a strawberry field. But anyway, those are the house rules, okay? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. That's what we're doing. All right, now, as far as the quote of the day, and yesterday we had a very, very, I thought it was a very strong quote of the day. And I'm not going to lie to you, I liked it so much, I said, shoot, that may be the quote of the day every day. Because it's hard to beat a quote that was as strong as that one. You may not agree with me, but I think it was a wonderful quote, very strong quote. And it said, work like you don't need money, love like you've never been hurt, and dance like it's no one, like no one's watching. I mean, what else do you need a quote to tell you to do? What else do you need to tell you to do? Work like you don't need money. Huh? Stop stressing yourself all the damn time. If you don't like your job, well, do something in the job that makes you happy. I understand a lot of y'all won't be done, you know. Hey, if you got to walk around humming a tune or something, you know, just make them think you like your damn job. Love like you've never been hurt. And this is the hardest thing for most of us to do, because you always got that little bit on the inside that just want to say, now you know what happened last time, so you know you can't go all out this time. And you're just making yourself miserable, because you want to love. You want to be loved. You want to give love. But yet you refuse to do it because you got that bad feeling. You done put that little wall up in between you and the person you really want to care about because you scared they may hurt you. Well, guess what, y'all? Hurt, pain is a part of loving. It is. There's no way you can get around it. If you're really going to love someone, once and every now and then, you're going to go through a little pain. Yeah, you're going to go through a little pain. You're going to go through a little hurt. Why do we go around trying to fool ourselves and make ourselves think that it's not going to happen? Why? I know some of y'all like, he has gone off the deep end today. I'm just telling you like it is. Love like you've never been hurt. Because you keep yourself closed up. That's like being in a closet. And all outside the closet, you got all this wonderful, just fresh air to breathe. You know, But every time you get ready, you think you're brave enough to go out there, you stick your head out, and then you say, oh, no, I'm scared, I may breathe the wrong thing. Then you go back in that old stink room where you've been farting and funking up for the last 3 weeks. I hate to say it like that, but I'm just going to put it out there. So now that's like you've been hurting, you don't want to come out and love anymore. You know, you're stuck in that little stink-ass room smelling your poops and carrying on, and you don't want to come out. Well, how long are you going to keep punishing yourself? Because you're not punishing anyone but yourself. Wow. I'm just saying. So love like you've never been hurt. It's a part of it. Y'all believe, I mean, if y'all don't like what I'm saying, let me know. Y'all disagree with me, let me know. I'm just putting it out there, 347-838-8622. These are my theories. And my theories on what the quote of the day means. In my terms, my words. You know, and of course, dance like no one's watching. And I shouldn't have to explain that because you understand. Yeah, that one song, you be get dressed to get ready to go somewhere, that one song come up, and you know it, you don't think nobody watching, you just getting down. Yeah, we know some of y'all out there getting down. Y'all be dropping it like it's hot, you know, doing your old running man moves. You know, remember when you was back in your teenage years and you could do certain things, and you know, as long as you think nobody's watching, you just cutting up, you doing it. Oh. Why do we stop living life that way? Huh? Do we become so sophisticated and educated that we no longer can do that? And we wonder why we go gray. We have high blood pressure. Huh? Why we get wrinkled so fast? Because we stop being young. We stop. I know it's one thing to be young and it's one thing to think young. All right, let me go on and clarify that. I'm sorry. We stop. We get old. We make ourselves old. We do. We make ourselves old. Why? Because we worried about what other people think about us. You know, but when you're in that room dancing to that song, hey, nobody don't see you, and you just cutting up. Some of you do it in the shower. You know, some of you do it while you know, you're cooking dinner, and you're in the house by yourself, and you're doing your thing. Some of you walking around the house naked doing your little dance, or in your shorts, or whatever you're doing. But you're having fun, and that is something that a lot of us forget about. You know, as much as Michael got on all our nerves, Michael did bring a point. A lot of times we forget that at one time we were young, and we enjoyed having fun. You know, it's like for some reason we feel like we get older, we can no longer have fun. Hey, that would dance like no one's watching me. Have fun. Oh, quit being so old fogies from like you 30, you 85 years old. Heck, and you only 23. You wearing these old long. Let me shut up. Hey, your great-great-grandmother having more fun than you. She out there doing the Harlem Shake, and you in here talking about, nah, I can't do that. That's not ladylike. Okay, all right, y'all. Anyway, hey, that's just what I had to say about the quote of the day. And I don't know. I'll change it one day. But right now, I'm loving that quote of the day. Work like you don't need money. Love like you've never been hurt. And dance like no one's watching. Okay? Now, since we're going to dance like no one's watching, we're going to work like we don't need any money. And we're going to love like we've never been hurt. Well, I want y'all to now do is start bobbing your head a little bit. All right? Because the song of the day is going to make you move. If this song don't make you move, then yeah, you really need some help. I'm not going to lie to you. You need some help because I picked this song. It really didn't have anything to do with itself, but it sounded good. It's going to make you move, and you're going to have some fun. That's right. If we're going to pick our poison today, then our poison is going to be a little bit of fun. We're going to have a little bit of fun doing it. So if you don't want to have no fun, then maybe you may listen to the show afterwards. But if you want to have some fun, come on, 347-838-8622. So now why don't you go, hey, ho, and here it is, the song of the day. Hey. I saw y'all out there. Y'all were rocking a little bit. I know you were. It's okay. But that's what I'm talking about right there. You know, you get that good feel. Get to rocking a little bit. Bob your head a little like, yeah, I remember that song right there. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Next thing you know, you're sitting in your chair, you're rocking. Your co-worker's looking at you like you're crazy. But that's okay. Because you rocking, you feeling good. You're getting them good vibes out there. That good vibration. Man, what's wrong with y'all today? Huh? What's really going on? I don't know. But anyway. Anyway, that was Everyday People by Arrested Development. Hey, y'all go and check it out, man. You know, they have some great songs. Hey, Tennessee? Yeah, okay. But anyway. Y'all thought I was going to break out into the song, huh? Aha, fooled you. Now, yeah, I was dancing too. Had my headphones on. Y'all couldn't hear me though. I was going like, yeah, I was rocking back and forth. I was rocking so hard I got dizzy for a moment. Then I came back to where I was at, and you know what? I'm still a little dizzy, so y'all forgive me if I go talking in circles for a moment. Man, these last 2 days have been something else. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. Is it the humidity in Florida? But I'm telling you, man, it is something heavy. Godly is heavy. Just make your whole body just feel heavy. Man, I'm telling you. Whew. But anyway, all right, enough of that. All right, we didn't say what we had to say. I'm through with saying what we're going to say, and now we're going to get on to say more of what we're going to say. Pick your poison is today's topic. Pick your poison. And the poison you're picking, choose it, man. Look at today's news. Look what's going on in the world. Pick your poison. What do you want to talk about? Huh? We got protests in Turkey. Now we got the State Department with Hillary Clinton with prostitutes and spending money on that one. We got the guy telling about everybody listening to your stuff. We got Trayvon Martin. They still talking about Jodi Arias and her, the stuff they didn't let you hear about her sex life. Pick your poison. We got the agendas of you know, them other people want to marry each other and carry on. We got that going on. You know, now they trying to talk about affirmative action finna get into the thing. Pick your poison. Pick your poison. We know what the poison is, so what is the antidotes? When are we going to get us some antidotes for all this poison we getting, you know, getting thrown at us? Huh? Okay. And then to top it all off, we got a knucklehead sitting in Fort Hood that killed somebody in 2009, y'all. 2009. This is what? 10, 11, 12, 13, 4, almost 5 years, and he still, his trial still hasn't started yet? This man has been sitting up there in a prison, been allowed to grow a beard. He's damn near, he collect his money as an officer in the military, as a major. You know, and don't get it twisted. When the military get a raise, he getting his raises too. So he done set up in prison and became a damn millionaire, and he done killed a whole bunch of our own soldiers. Pick your poison. What y'all want to talk about? All right, I see somebody with their hand up. I guess y'all tired of listening to me ramble today. Okay, that's all right. I'm still going to ramble. Know why? Because it's my damn show.
Damn right, I'm tired of hearing you ramble.
Who cares, Joe? What?
You know what? I got to give you kudos because you actually showed up 2 days in a row. Holy shit.
Joe, go out there and play with the goat titty and leave me alone.
And then after you start today's show, I just got here. I just got home. So here's the thing. And I come home and I'm saying, okay, if Eric shows up, then I can go on the show. And then I take a look and you're playing this, you know, the song of the day. Now it's 1:30. I wish I had the keys to your show. I'd rock it.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, I am rocking it.
You know what,
though?
You're right about the freaking poison. Every day there's something new, isn't it?
Yeah, every day. Every day.
Every freaking day.
You know, and when I got off the air yesterday, I was like, man, what am I going to talk about tomorrow? You know, and I'm having, you know, sleep, not sleep. And 3:00 in the morning, it comes to me. Pick your poison.
That's it.
I mean, pick your poison. What is there not to talk about anymore? You know, that's not out there. So pick your poison. And that's where I came up with the idea from. And you're right. I mean, you got so much going on. You know, now all of a sudden they talking about Hillary Clinton and prostitutes and things in the State Department. Why?
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that.
You know, that was just breaking news, man.
Yeah. See, it happens every 15 minutes. We can't run out of stuff.
You know what? That goes back to what I always say, though. You know, now, see, the whole government machine is kind of under the microscope because of this NSA thing and the PRISM. So now they got to redirect this attention as they go after this boy. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want you to see what's going on, what they're about to do to him. So they got to bring up something else now. And here it is, prostitution, drugs, alleged in state memo. So
they're going after Hillary now. Mm.
Yeah, they're going back to messing with Hillary.
And Miss Hillary, don't give her any fucking miss. She's a fucking tramp from way back.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord have mercy.
She's a killer. She's a tramp, alleged killer, but she's probably an alleged tramp, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what it says, state.
Before the record, because you know we're being recorded, I take back my statements about Hillary, and I say she's an alleged tramp and an alleged killer. Okay, you fucking NSA douchebags.
An ambassador in Europe allegedly engaged prostitutes, a memo
says. Yeah. Right, alleged. Like, she's an alleged the head of the Department of State is what she is. She's an alleged that.
Well, I just find it amazing how, you know, all of a sudden this comes. I thought we hadn't left Hillary alone, but now that we got NSA problems, we got to bring Hillary back into the forefront so we can go out there. You know they fired him today, right? They
fired who?
The little boy who, the whistleblower. You know, they fired him today. They officially fired him from his job.
Oh, well, I don't think he really cares now that he's in Hong Kong.
I think that's what I'm saying. I'm like, not like he didn't see it coming. You know,
yeah.
Tonight.
Oh, we're going to really do him dirty. We're going to fire him.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing, though, man. Now everybody wants to know, well, how did they hire him? He didn't have a high school education. How did he give a security clearance? How did he do this? Dude, he's not the only one working for them for the CIA that don't have a high school education. He's not the only one that got skeletons in his closet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's all a major scandal. Well, how did he get on board like this? Really? Are they really gonna play us that dumb?
You know what, though? A lot of people are saying he's not a hero. They're condemning him. They want him to come back. They want him to stand trial. I think the guy's a hero. Are you kidding me? This guy revealed stuff that showed that the government is as corrupt as I've always said it was. And now people are getting upset. Why weren't they upset years and years ago when Bush, as a result of the Patriot Act, he had monitored and he had, the liberals will say, on the conservatives too, they'll say that Bush didn't do it. But of course he did. How else, when he, because of the Patriot Act, when he was monitoring the emails and the phone calls and everything, and he only said it was only supposed to be for from the United States to foreign countries and vice versa. So in other words, he wasn't supposed to monitor domestic phone calls. Are you fucking kidding me, you stupid Americans? Huh? Are you really that fucking stupid?
Look,
fucking Americans are douchebags.
Look, no, Joe. As I said in the episode info, you know, as I said, it's not that we're stupid. We just exercise willful ignorance.
Aren't you the PC guy?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh,
willful
ignorance.
Yeah,
I can take my willful ignorance and shove it up everybody's fucking ass. Everybody's fucking stupid is what it is.
You know, it depends on what side of the aisle you're on is how you're react to a certain situation.
Well, politically speaking, you're right. But
yeah.
I'm not speaking politically.
Well,
now,
here's the problem. The problem right now. See, we have this big thing says NSA, and the government has been listening. So nobody really can say it's this side's fault or that side's fault. Because why? Because they all voted on the thing. You know,
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we're stupid. We keep voting. Don't we keep voting? Not me. I haven't done this in 20 years. But don't the fucking stupid Americans, don't they keep voting in the same douchebags year after year?
Yeah. But you know.
Well,
you know, there's a thing where we can see how they vote, too. But how many of us actually go on the site and see how our representatives are voting? We can care less how they voting. Long as we say, okay, I voted them in and that's it.
I know. You're making my case. That's why I'm saying Americans are fucking... You know, Americans don't even deserve to be here in America. Forget about the immigrants who really don't deserve to be here. Natural-born Americans don't deserve to be here.
Look, let's be honest with this thing. There's more immigrants that know more about what's going on in this country than supposed to be the natural-born Americans. Hold on, let me bring Vernon in. Because I know he got something to say. Vernon, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, cuz? Well, since cuz ain't here, I guess y'all be cuz for me.
Yeah, cuz.
Hey, what's up, cuz?
Cuz was all over me yesterday. I want to see how Vern's going to act today towards me.
Hey, Joe, you know people don't want to, you know, I'm trying to say what I got to say before I lose my train of thought here, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, people don't want to hear bad stuff about the government. The people of this country, they want to believe that our government is actually taking care of us, man.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, that's what they want to believe.
Mm.
Nobody wants to accept the truth.
I know. That's why I said I'm giving up on the people in America. Fuck all of the fucking assholes in America. I'm just looking out for me.
Now, Vernon, I'm going to say something right now, and I want you to ask this question. What the hell is the truth?
The truth?
Yeah, what is the truth?
The truth.
You say we don't want, I mean, they don't want to accept the truth. What the hell is the truth? You know, apparently we don't know what it is.
No. Yeah, we know what the damn truth is. I mean, we know we got to underhand the government, man. I mean, that's the thing that a lot of people don't want to accept, man, because for them, the government is like a big-ass, what would you call it? Let me see.
Conglomerate.
It's a big conglomerate. It's a monopoly.
It's like a big ass daycare.
Oh my
goodness!
Well,
you take your kids and they take. Yeah, the government's like a daycare. You take your kids in, and you think your kids are getting treated the best, and everything is being done up to par to your kids, but you know, you see all this shit on TV, but you still take them there. And that's kind of the same with government. It's a bunch of fuck up going on there. Your kid might not be getting what they supposed to be getting in daycare. You know, have you seen some of them shows where the daycares, the people that work in there, you know, they corrupt and they beating kids and doing different things to kids and all that different stuff, man.
Yep.
You know, that's kind of accurate. You know, the American people. But they look for too much out of the government, man. As far as for they leave too much in their hands to decide on. I mean, I understand that they, you know, the Congress members and all these people do make all the big decisions and things. But at the same time, when they make these damn decisions, and we ought to not just let them make these decisions. We all demand that we know what exactly is going on. If they make some bullshit decisions, we ought to start doing more boycotting, man. We ought to start going against more shit, man.
Yeah, let's do like they do in Turkey and Benghazi. Let's start tearing up some stuff.
Tearing up shit.
You know the problem with that, Vernon? We'll tear up our own stuff first.
We need to go to the middle of downtown Washington, D.C. and start from there. I'm talking about 40 million American citizens. Think we can get something done, Nick?
Yeah.
40 or 50 million American citizens, working American citizens, not just average American citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
working
know,
world American citizens.
And I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna get done. We're gonna get a whole lot more prisons filled up. Cause that's where all our ass go.
Eric, I don't think they would do it, man.
You don't think so? I think they would.
Hell. If you take 40 to 50 million working American citizens, go to Washington D.C. and march on their damn front. I don't think it'd be no prison. I think they'd be wanting to sit down and listen to what's going on then.
I don't know. I think it'd be a lot of rubber bullets and hoses and dogs. Oh, damn. We did been through that already, haven't we? Well, anyway. But, yeah. That's all
right. I had to go away when you were talking about what is the truth. But I'll tell you what. I'd like to have a whole show about that because that's what the entire political arena is all about. What is the truth? I can give you my answer, and I tell you right now, if I had my show again, that would be a fucking 2 or 3 day fucking show, because I want to show people how what they believe in, they shouldn't believe in.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, go ahead and show us what we should believe in, Joe, because I know what I've been believing and what I shouldn't be believing in, and I believe in what I believe in, and I'm going to continue to believe in what I believe in. Did you get that?
All of it. I got all of it. What you were talking about was believing in
something. Damn.
But you were believing in it, but then after you believed in it, you had to go and try believing in it one more time.
Hey, Joe, you need to leave Eric alone. I think he done had too much damn ocean water, something, man.
Well, I'll tell you what my truth is.
What? Go ahead.
All right. For example, there's always going to be differences of opinion between the liberals and the conservatives, right? So how do you determine the truth? My truth is that whenever somebody themselves, like the government, makes an admission of guilt, I'm going to accept that as truth. So for example, I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I can't prove that the government bombed the World Trade Towers. But they did admit through declassified information that they tried to do that, not with the World Trade Towers, but with other false flags, a few times before, during Kennedy, Johnson, they tried to do that kind of stuff. So I can connect the dots, and I can say, I have good empirical evidence, not smoking gun evidence, but empirical evidence, that it's possible that the government brought down the towers. Other people won't even believe that. So when somebody says to me, yeah, I'm guilty, I'll say, okay, I'll accept that as truth, because why would you want to condemn yourself? So if you somebody says, Eric did something that was wrong, and I wasn't there, right, and I didn't see you do it, I don't have any documentation about your doing it, I can't see videotape, then I don't know if the guy that's accusing you is telling the truth. He may be, but I don't know. But if you say, yeah, I did it, then I'm going to accept it as truth.
Okay.
So when you have the classified documents, those are admissions of guilt that our government is fucked up. They admit to killing the Indians. They admit to enslaving black people. They admit to false flags in Cuba. They admit to, Cheney admitted that he was trying to have a false flag in order to get us, what was it? I forget exactly what it was. But Seymour Hersh says he was there when Cheney brought up a plan to have a false flag in which American citizens would die. And I forget who would get the blame. But so when you have this kind of shit, you disconnect the dots. So when you have that kind of foundation where, you know, you don't have smoking gun evidence all the time, but you know that in the past, if you know that somebody in the past was a murderer, you can believe that that same person in the present might be a murderer still. That's how I do it. That's how I distinguish my truth.
Okay, Joe. You know what? That sounds so great. But you know what the problem with that is? That's boring as hell. Fix your phone, Joe. Fix your phone.
Hey, y'all.
I heard boring as hell.
Yeah, you got some static going on there, though.
Oh.
But I understand what you're saying, though. That makes a lot of sense. Well, right now the libertarians, they having a ball with this NSA thing going on, because that feeds right into what y'all believe anyway, right?
Hell yeah. We've been telling people, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. We've been bugged by the same Democrats and Republicans for years. We're not surprised at this shit.
Mm. Wow. So, if that's the case, then, and I don't know, I think this is a great segue. What's the situation on affirmative action? Should we going to get rid of affirmative action or just keep it going or what? You know, that's like something that's slowly fading away, but yet it's not fading away. Does anybody even use affirmative action anymore?
That I don't know.
You know, I mean, it used to be a thing, you know, that, all right, Joe, you need to fix that. Or is that you? Or is that Vernon?
What?
Static? I mean,
huh?
Oh, I heard the static, but what do you hear, wind or something?
Yeah.
Might be on my end. Might be on my end.
All right. But, you know, with affirmative action, you know, the Supreme Court is going to do a discussion on it. But, you know, with everything going on, you know, that's like something that's going up under the table. You know, that's another thing that's just going to, like, slide by. So do we still need affirmative action? Is everything being treated to the point now to where your qualifications and it gets you where you need to go?
Well, it should be, but, you know, I don't know how many. I don't know. Look, you take a look. Okay, you want to talk about reality. In the black community, something like 56% of blacks, even when they graduate high school, don't have the equivalent of a sixth grade education. So those who are handicapped by that, if they're going to go out to try to get a job and they're going to compete against the average white guy who, when he graduates from high school, he has about a 12th grade, 11th grade education. So it's a few grades ahead of the average black guy. So if the average white guy, the average high school graduate, average black graduate, white high school graduate, average black high school graduate go for the same job, the white guy should get it just based on merit.
That's some bullshit right there.
Why?
the white guy should get it on merit?
Why not?
Why should he?
Merit.
it's
you just asked me, should we? You know,
So what you're talking about is reverse affirmative action then?
Not reverse affirmative action.
No.
It's just reverting back to the way it was. Affirmative action, the way I understand it, was to give blacks and other minorities a leg up, because if affirmative action didn't come in, then most of the time white people would not hire black people, even if they were qualified, especially in the South. In the North, it was a little bit different. So affirmative action was put in there ostensibly to, let's say, if there were 100 people that were going for a job. I would have thought that 95% would have been given to whites and 5% would have been given to blacks who may or may not have deserved it. So affirmative action was like a scholarship. So a scholarship is given to people because they can contribute to the institution, to the college, because of grades or athletic prowess. Affirmative action was supposedly given to people who couldn't make it, didn't make the grade, but were given a chance so that they could develop later in life. Now, whether or not that should apply today, that's the question. I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry. Here's breaking news, y'all. ACLU files a lawsuit challenging constitutionality of NSA phone monitoring. Really?
Well, you're saying that's not a good thing?
I'm just saying. Okay. So everybody going to file a lawsuit now on
this
one thing.
Well, if they don't, Eric, nothing gets done.
Okay. All right. And who does the ACLU represent?
The people.
What people? They never knocked on my damn door. They never knocked on my damn door.
That's what they do. It's a legal agency. They do this. They're not paid by people who, like us, we don't pay them. They take it upon themselves to try to protect the Constitution, and they're doing it for the people who do not pay for them.
Okay. Well, I ain't never heard from them then. Vernon, have you ever heard from the ACLU?
Heard from who, Ed?
ACLU.
Oh, not that I know of. What do they do?
Huh?
They're a bunch of lawyers who, nonprofit, when they see injustices being done, it's like the Southern Poverty Law Center, only the Southern Poverty Law Center has a bad reputation. It's like legal aid, right? So they go out, they find when government has done something wrong, they bring it to the attention of the people through lawsuits. It's a good thing.
Well, okay, hold on for a minute. Now, I don't know who this stop lying to me person is, but let me give you a message. Since you want to come in my chat room and throw stuff out there, be man or woman enough, damn it, to get on the line and talk your noise to me in person. Don't come in my chat room starting that, because you don't know what you're about to get run up in. Come on, be man enough, woman. If you can type it in my chat room, damn it, come on the line. Call me, 347-838-622. Tell me what you got to say in person. Don't be coming in my chat room insulting folk. I wish I could find you. I come to your house and introduce myself to you personally.
Who's in the chat room?
Damn.
Who's in the chat room?
You been hanging out with Lowe?
Huh? What you mean I've been hanging out with
Lowe? You been hanging out with Lowe?
No.
I'm the meet told somebody that on the show.
Yeah.
I got some free time. You got some free time. We can meet up wherever you want to.
I know. That's Lowe's favorite mantra. You know,
I mean,
I'll meet you any place. You can meet me any place. I'll skip going to the gym to meet you.
I mean, look. I mean, for the last two or three days, this cat been on in my chat room. Joe is a racist bitch. He like to take over black shows. Black on black crime. What about white on white crime? Dumbass.
Oh, who's that? Just saying that shit.
Stop lying to me. Mr. Talk is a black people hater. Listen to Joe the racist bitch.
He's a troll. Don't even worry about it.
You know who that is, man.
Now, you know what? That's okay.
That's not Michael. Michael says that. No, I talked to Michael the last night.
That's
I think
not
it was.
Michael. No,
that's not Michael.
No, that's not Michael. But my point,
you know who
is,
that might be? There's a guy called One Angry Jew. He used to go on Perry's show and start shit like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he might be doing the same thing over here.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
I've been trying to figure out how I can kick him out, but I ain't figured it out yet. But I will. But anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about. See, it's like that. That makes it bad for everybody. You know what I mean? Just idiots just like that. And, you know, it really pisses me off to think I went over the fight for idiots like this. So they can come in here and insult me on my own freaking show? Really, guy? Mm-hmm. I would personally come and put a bomb up your ass and sit there and watch it explode from the inside out. You don't want to be bothering with me.
Allegedly.
Hell, I ain't going to let you. I'm straight up.
Joe, is that Eric still on there?
Yeah, that's Eric.
That's Mr. Talk?
That's Eric. Man, I would be like that.
You know what I think it is, Vernon? I think he's still in Jacksonville. I think when he comes back to his hometown, he'll calm down, you know?
Yeah. Damn.
I know. Eric's getting angry at these assholes in the chat room.
Hey,
Mr. Talk.
What?
Take a deep breath.
I guess I need to go on to pop some pills, huh?
Yeah, Eric,
that could help.
Yeah, take a deep
breath.
Damn.
Because, I'm ready to go look for this joker.
I know, you're about ready to strangle this fuck.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But anyway, okay. Anyway.
I think he needs affirmative action, this guy.
Yeah, he needs some affirmative action. I got some action for him.
And very affirmative.
Hey, me and Lo can go on a road trip looking for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway.
Just don't drive those government trucks. They break down too often.
Oh, mine didn't break down. Trust me. I can move your house with the one I drove. I go through it, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But anyway, well, I bring a friend with me on the back of it, so I wouldn't really have to worry about it. I bring Mr. Abrams in one with me when I come.
Mr. Abrams, huh? Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Abrams in one. Yeah.
Yeah. What about Mr. AK?
I don't need Mr. AK. I let Mr. Abrams handle it.
All right.
All right. Let me stop. Anyway, oh my goodness, I got a headache now. Let's see. Anyway, oh yeah, I said dance like. What was the quote of the day? I need to go back to the quote of the day. The quote of the day was work like you don't need money, love like you've never been hurt, and dance like no one's watching. Okay.
I'm glad you said that. I like that because that was a quote of the day yesterday. I like that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's why I had to use it again today. I'm like, man, you know, that sounds really good. I apologize to all my listeners for my recent outburst, but that really got to me, y'all. I do apologize for my language and what I was saying, but I'm not apologizing to that fool up in, and I don't use fool like loosely, but that fool up in my chat room. And may the Lord bless you, because if I find you, it's not going to be a good thing. But anyway, back to what we was talking about. Okay. What were we talking about?
Hell, you taking some freaking pills.
Okay. I get
you know why.
Minute.
You know why. And just, you know, I don't know if you want to talk about it?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Talk
you want me to
it.
Talk about it?
Go ahead.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Not kidding around, okay? There are people, vets, who have been in the war. They have suffered either near PTSD or PTSD. This is what the government has done to your boys, not your girls, your boys who went in there at 17, 18, 19, 20, young, underdeveloped kids. And when they came out, they developed PTSD. This is what the government has done. And when you do that, you have to take pills or some other kind of medication in order to calm your nerves. And it's not because of the enemy. It's because of our government who did it to our boys, our kids, our male children. Because when you're 19 and 20, you're very susceptible to the propaganda, the media, and the bullshit that the government fucking imposes on you, like, be all you can be, and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
That's what I want to say.
Okay, you got that out now?
Yeah, I'm a vet. I can say it.
Okay, good. Now, let's go and find this cat and oh, Lord, I ain't going to say
that.
That
asshole.
Okay.
It's not even worth your time. It's not worth my fucking time. Fuck him.
So, let's talk about something that was, you know, they found a young teacher's body. You know, the teacher that was nominated for Teacher of the Year?
I don't know about that.
She was nominated for Teacher of the Year down in Louisiana, and the night she was nominated, she disappeared.
She left her bar and disappeared. Well, they finally found her body. It was just submerged in like a, what was it, a lake or a tributary or something, a bayou. That's what they call it, a bayou in Louisiana. You know, her body was still in the vehicle. I guess it was still behind the steering wheel. But they have found like a dozen other cars in this same little bayou. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe there's a bad stretch of road or something. Or maybe there's somewhere, I mean, could this be considered foul play? Or did she just have too much to drink and miss a turn? Or it's like in Slidell, Louisiana somewhere. I wish Lowe was on the phone so he could tell me exactly where this was. But, it's just one of those things that was just amazing. All right, wait a minute.
Okay, you found it. Who was it?
Yeah, that was Vernon, because that was really beginning to work the nerves, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Vernon, bad, but that was working the nerves a little bit now. I'm trying to calm them down.
Yeah, Vern, just press 1 when you want to come back in.
but they found they found her body and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, it was like since March. Yeah, she disappeared in like March.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah. So
okay, to me that's no interest to me. When we can talk about what the government's doing to us, yeah, what happened to her is poor tragedies for her and her family.
You want to talk
for
about
me?
The government? Let's talk about the government. Let's talk about the government. The government is a wonderful place to be because we the government does
oh zap yourself.
Will you?
For,
you know the
you
government
know how to zap is, yourself.
Yeah, no. Hold on.
There you go. 9, 8, 7.
Shut up, Joe. I'm trying to calm down. You ain't helping none.
No, I'm not. All right.
But anyway, yeah. So we all good, though. We all good. But, you know, it's just amazing how we're subjected. And, you know, it just goes back to idiots like this. Pick your poison. You know, pick your poison. I guess that's the poison.
Right.
That's the poison.
Every day.
Yeah, that's just the poison he chooses to spread by going in people's chat room. But it's okay.
It's okay.
But either that. But I'm okay. I'm okay.
Yeah, don't let that scumbag get to you. He's the fucking scumbag.
Yeah, scumbag. That's right. All right, Vernon, your line back open because you done got quiet on me. But anyway, so check this out, Joe.
Uh-huh.
So because. Why is this such a good thing for the libertarians? Why are you? I mean,
because we've been saying this for decades. We've been talking about it way before Bush. We don't pick sides. We don't say the Democrats are better than the Republicans. The Republicans are better than the Democrats. We say they both suck.
Mm-hmm.
And that now, what Ron Paul and other libertarians have been saying for decades, are now coming true about the invasion of privacy, the NSA, the echelon. Even when you get when you go past a light and the municipality takes a picture of your driver's license and sends you a bill in the mail, that's an invasion of privacy.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, here in Jacksonville alone, you know, the drivers have paid $477,000 in fines from these traffic lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you imagine? And, I mean, they only pay these people, what I think it said, like $7,200 for the 18 cameras that they have in place right now, a month?
Mm-hmm.
So you see how, I mean, golly.
It's a money-making operation. It's not about our rights. It's not about our civil liberties. It's not about our freedoms. It's about making money. And those scumbags who do become cops, especially the ones who are on steroids, they're not there to protect the populace. They're there to get a fucking paycheck and to try to beat the shit out of anybody when somebody isn't looking.
Really?
Cops are dumb assholes. Not allegedly, you fucking scumbags, anybody who's listening, but you're fucking scumbags.
Well, it's the state trooper here in Florida. You know, I just happen to be in Florida, so, you know, I'm finding these little tidbits here and there. That was actually fired because he gave a state lawmaker a ticket. And apparently that's supposed to be some unwritten rule that they shouldn't receive tickets. Well, this guy gave him a ticket and he actually got fired. What kind of mess is that? Or is a no proof of insurance ticket? That's what it was. You know, and I'm glad that he brought that up because in Texas, you know, half of those guys sitting down there, you know, in their big automobiles or what have you, they sitting down there with expired registration, inspection stickers, tags, license. I mean, but, you know, we are held to such a high standard when it comes to that stuff. Are they really that special to where they think they don't have to abide by the same laws that they so-called do for us?
Well, they think they're not, especially the cops, too. The cops, they run red lights. They park their cars anywhere they want. They don't expect to get ticketed. And let's talk about corruption in the police department, all right? Because there's a person, he still has a show on BTR. I forget the name of the show. I talked to him a while back, and I said to him, because it was about corruption, and I said to him, in your opinion, because he was from New Jersey, and his partner, his co-host, was a fire captain from New Jersey, too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, okay, you don't know the corruption of all the police force throughout the nation, but in your opinion, how much corruption do you think exists, you know, from coast to coast? And he said about 20% minimum. That means one out of every five cops is on the take, or you can bribe him in some way, or he'll lie on the stand, or he'll do something which breaks the law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, other people would say, well, that's only 20%, if it's 20%. A lot of people don't even believe that. And I say, hey, fuck that. Even if it's just so-called 20% that we know of, what about the other 80% who know that the 20% are doing shit and they let them get away with it? That, to me, means the whole fucking police force is fucking corrupt.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wow. And you think all that is what's going on?
That's what I think.
Hmm.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. If you let's say you know the police force, right? And you will know that one out of five, 20% of them are doing something really bad. Like, for example, they rob drug dealers, or they don't report money which they find in an apartment, they keep it, stuff like this. 20%. Now, if you know that they're doing it, and you know that the other 80% are letting them get away with it, what's your opinion of the 80%?
They just as bad.
That's what I say.
Okay. I agree with you on that one. I agree with you. They just as bad. Because if they know what's going on and they're not doing anything about it, then yeah.
And if they report a cop for doing something wrong, what happens? They get ostracized by the police force. They get called rats, right?
Mm-hmm.
People don't talk to them anymore. People booby trap their lockers. People even try to get them killed.
Right, right.
So,
well,
as far as I'm concerned,
a fucking
cop is a scumbag.
Perfect example was the Dumpner situation, you know, where he tried to get some things done. Yeah, that's perfect right there.
Didn't try to take him alive. They wanted to burn him.
Of course. Of course they wanted to burn him. Shoot. You notice how it's been quiet. I can't even find too much going on, what's going on with it anyway. And I have been looking. I told you I was going to keep looking. But I can't find anything.
Well, they don't want to. If you investigate further, or if other people investigate the case further, they're bound to come up with police corruption. They don't want that.
Well, there's other folks that have actually come out, you know, that have been fired and said, you know, what he was saying was not false.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, other cops have said that over the years, too. What do you think? Remember the movie Serpico?
Yeah.
What do you think that was about? Same shit. They try to kill him. He's in Switzerland now, because if he comes back here to America, I think he's afraid for his life. I may be wrong about that, but that was back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I guess it just got a little more complicated now, as you can say. Would you say that? Yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't say more complicated. I would say it's the same old, same old. Cops have always been on the take. Cops have never been. And I'm not saying that some of them aren't good at times. I know cops. Cops have been, to me, not bad. Okay? That's what I can say. Not bad. I know them. Still, if it came to the blue line versus me, I would lose. Okay? Doesn't matter who I know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I know this, and I don't want to be bothered with cops. They're good to party with. They will fucking party for days. But I don't want
to.
Well,
if they're not there to protect the people, who are they there to protect then?
You know the answer to that.
No, I don't. That's what I'm asking. Yeah,
you do. No. What? How about the corrupt rich? How about the banks? How about the lobbyists? How about the politicians? How about eminent domain? They're there to protect the people who are trying to take advantage of the middle class, the poorer class, not the rich. And I'm all for the rich. I like the rich. I don't like the corrupt rich, but I like the idea that, you know, you can make it in America if you try hard enough, if you really got the backbone, determination.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people who are rich who are corrupt and will stomp on you like a bug if you're, you know, if you just get in their way.
Hmm. Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, that's not nothing new.
Yeah, so that's what the police force is for.
Hmm. Okay.
Matter of fact, I don't even think the police force should exist. I like the idea where I can take care of my own business my own way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on for a minute, Joe. Okay, anyway, so, and what you talking about, vigilante-type law then?
Well, what I call frontier justice. I've explained that before. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's vigilante.
Well, the vigilanteism, I mean, the way people think of it is that anything that happens to you, you're gonna be revengeful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not the way it is. That's not my version of being a vigilante or frontier justice.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, if I see you in the act, like if somebody comes inside my house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck about the laws. I'm going to shoot the bastard. I'll wait for the law to sort it out. But let's say somebody stole something from me, and then I see it in his possession later on. I will wait to find out what he has to say and investigate, because he might be telling me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of times people are in jail and they're innocent.
True.
The thing is, I don't care about judges. I don't care about cops. They to me, they're just them. They're over there. They have nothing to do with me. The only reason why I do what I do and obey the law is because I don't want to go to jail. But I don't believe in the authority of the legal system, of cops, of the FBI, of judges. They're people who are paid by the government to make sure I don't expose the government.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'd rather take care of my own business.
Okay. All right. Like I said before, vigilante law. If that's what you want to do, Joe, go ahead. You know what, though? That may not be a bad idea. I don't think, you know, and I was thinking about it. I know one time we kept saying, well, you know, when you start talking about the gun control thing, we kept talking about, you know, should we be doing the Wild Wild West thing? Well, then maybe that's what we need to do. You know, to kind of, you know, bring it back to an even teal kind of.
Well, the Wild Wild West wasn't all that wild wild. That's, you know, a lot of people exaggerate because they glamorized it. They all thought that everybody was going to go out there in the middle of the street and shoot up everybody. Not a lot of people had the kind of balls it takes to blow somebody's brains out. You know,
mm-hmm.
You just don't grab a gun and just shoot somebody's brains out just because you're angry at them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and let's say you did. Let's say I shot somebody right there. Cousin comes after me. Now my uncle goes after him. And goes back. After a while, you get tired of killing each other. You call a truce.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what happened between the sheep herders, the cattlemen, and the ranchers. They called a truce, and they outlined their boundaries, their property rights. And then they took it from there. So it's not a continuous thing where you're just shooting up everybody forever.
Right. Okay. So they make it more believed. They make it more glamorous than it actually was.
Well, yeah, they, you know, like Zane Grey novels and the Westerns, everybody was shooting up everybody. You know,
right.
Not everybody was shooting up everybody. You probably had more crime in the 1940s and 50s than you probably did in the Wild West, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. That'll work. All right. Once again, y'all, I want to apologize for my recent outburst with the idiot that was in my chat room. But we've gone ahead and had him taken care of, so we shouldn't be hearing from him anytime again. Now, next, I told him. Now, anyway, so, okay. So, now.
So what does Vernon think about? Vernon, you like Frontier Justice or you like the law? I think the law itself is illegal. But, Vernon, what does Vernon think? Because I'm going to get me something to eat again. I'll be right back.
I'm kind of quiet right now. I had myself kind of muted out because I was around a lot of noise and wind and stuff there.
Uh huh. So what you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing. You don't want to talk about
Frontier Justice.
Yeah, the Frontier Justice.
I think, you know, in a sense that could be. He could have his good points, but I think it'll turn out to be something bad, you know, because I think people will get out of hand with it.
Or could I was about to say, or could you say in some cities, some places, we already have Frontier Justice. We just don't want to call it what it is.
Yeah, yeah, we don't want to call it what it is. Yeah, that is true. Like I said, I mean, it could be. I mean, if that's the way the world. I mean, it could start. It could be. It could have its good points, and
right.
It could have its bad points. Yeah.
Right. Huh.
Yeah. Because you know, that's. Really ain't no law in there.
Well, somebody law. They call it street law, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah, but them damn things, they can change every time. I mean, I know the law can change, but shit, them laws be changing every time you get a new bully come around, Eric.
Hey, you got a point. Survival of the fittest?
Yeah. Yeah. So, that'd be kind of. I don't know if I want to live in that kind of environment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know what Eric, what Joe was saying about the Wild Wild West, you know, I can hardly think of a big group of people that didn't have a law was anything but violent. I mean, shit. If you grow up and you seeing that from one generation to the next, hell, that's what you think you're supposed to do when you get pissed off.
Well, wouldn't you say, okay, if you know that the other man has just as much right to carry a weapon as you do, and y'all, you know, in other words, if you know he can shoot you just as fast as you can shoot him, wouldn't that kind of deter, you know, the stuff you'll try and pull? You know what I'm saying?
Well, now, then you have some people out there. I mean, it'd be some people that think like that, but then you have that group of them out there.
Uh-huh.
That damn it, I'm the fastest gun in the West. you know what I'm saying? And they'll be competing for the fastest gun in the West.
Right.
or the East, North, and South, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, to me, that would be chaotic, man. You know, that would be a lot of chaos, man. There'll be a lot of killing behind that.
You think so? I don't believe it'll be as much killing. I don't think it'd be as much killing as we make it seem. I'm looking at it right now. You know, like these jokers walking in these schools and places shooting up folk. Now, you know, and I was a big proponent for gun control and, you know, maybe. But now I'm beginning to look at it and say, well, maybe. If you know there's a chance of somebody, you know, somebody turning around and popping you in your ass a couple of times with a couple of rounds, you may think about it before you walk up in there firing on somebody.
Yeah. I mean, but you think about it, Eric, now you got to realize, you know, most of this stuff that's going on today is because of the way that the things that we're going through and the way people are raising their kids and just a big mixture of all that put together, you know, and back back in the Wild Wild West, you know, you still have some people out there with some morals, man. So I ain't gonna say, you know, from what I've seen on TV, because I don't know exactly what happened in the Wild West.
So you know what? But I'm glad you said that. So basically, what you're saying is, our country, the morals and values of this country have just gone to hell. Basically, let's go on and call
they
it like it is.
They gone to hell, Eric. I mean, you think about it now. These kids that we got now. Now, what did y'all call it? What was that? Y'all called this the damn. The kind of way you handle things, the way y'all were talking about handling this thing here.
Talking about vigilante law?
Yeah, the vigilante law. Now, you think about all these little spoiled brat kids and shit out there now with a vigilante law.
Well, see, and here's the thing, Vernon. You know, and that's the thing. The reason why it's like that, because they know, you know, you have certain laws protecting their little narrow asses. Now, if you go ahead and allow some other, you know, make it a law to where we can bust caps in their ass too, I think that would change a lot of. I mean, I just hate to say it like that, but hey, it is what it is.
You think about some kid go to school, Eric, and teacher give him an F on a term paper or something, little spoiled brat.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Well, you know what? Then I go back to something I said when I first started doing my show that Joe argued with me about forever. And I'm going to tell you, then we need to institute some Arab law and some of that Muslim law. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a Muslim, but I'm saying we can fix some of that. We really can. You know, stop chopping some fingers and some hands off. It won't take many. Believe me, it won't take many before the message get out. No, you know, we won't have all these folks sitting on death row. Example, Nassan down in Fort Hood. He did all this in 2009, but yet he's still sitting there, and they still trying to get a trial together for him. But yet he became a millionaire just sitting in prison. When we should have went ahead, executed his ass, beheaded him, got the message out that we ain't having that bullshit on our military bases, and been through with it.
Now, that's law.
But see, that's wrong, right?
Not that, no, that's law.
Okay, then.
That's dealing with that would be a form of justice, you know.
My point exactly.
But now you're talking about vigilante. You're talking about being a vigilante. Okay, you think about it. Everybody walking around with a damn pistol on their side.
That's right. But you know what? Everybody walking around with a pistol, but damn it, everybody be scared to pull it. You know why? Because the threat is on the other side. That somebody got a chance to buzz a cap in your ass too. Y'all excuse my language. The guy got me. But I'm just saying, man. It's just that simple.
But,
no,
Eric,
you don't have to worry about the drive-by. You won't have to worry about any of that other stuff because the threat would be even then. It won't be as uneven as it is now with folks driving by in the middle of the night because you may be driving by and somebody's sitting there waiting on you to drive by just to return your fire.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Now, you think about it with our people now, you get a gun on their hip and some alcohol, boy. You got a
problem. Hey. Look, you know what?
Hey, you take about 2,000 or 3,000 black people with alcohol and pistols on their hip, buddy. You're going to have a big shoot. You're going to have World War III in that song.
You know what you're going to have? You're going to have two jokers standing there looking at that steel, the end of that barrel, and they're going to say, okay, you respect my shit, I respect yours. And they're going to put them back where they came from. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, some of them probably would. I agree with you on some of them. But, you know, you got some of them suckers out there that's got a point to prove, man. I ain't no punk.
Okay.
I ain't going to be no punk, and I ain't scared of you with this steel.
Well, that's two less people we have to worry about, two less idiots we have to worry about. Thank you, Goofy. Hold on. Let me bring Goofy in. Hey, Goofy, what's going on, man? Glad to see you made it back.
Hey, gentlemen. I'm sorry nobody told you guys, but some stupid chick decided to run me over with a car, so I was in the hospital for a couple of days. But I'm fine.
Goofy.
What you super duper heavy body? I survived.
What are you calling this for? What the hell are you calling this? Telling us about it for? What are we supposed to do?
Oh, no, nothing. I'm explaining where I've been the last couple of days.
Hey, Goof.
I'm just messing with you, Goof.
Come on, man. I thought you'd be the first one to at least hand me a flower or some shit.
What's going on, Goof?
Wow.
Goof, he called then because he wants us to get the husband.
You know what? You guys kept me entertained, though. I was there dying in the hospital, and I was just listening to you guys, and you guys kept me so entertained, man. Thank you, guys. For just being you.
Well, thank you. We try.
How goofy. I'm glad you said that, because Eric said I was boring.
No, I said what
well,
you
Joe,
just
you know, I could agree with him, but then I would have to be siding with Eric, but I'm just going to go out on a limb. And I'm just
so
going to say that you are entertaining to those who don't care. How does that sound?
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Yeah, Joe, I don't know how you ought to take that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we used to call a sideways compliment.
Yeah. Yeah, you're entertaining for those who don't give a shit, Joe. Yeah.
Joe, you could always cut it in half and say, well, at least I was exciting. You know what I mean? Shit.
Yeah, that is true, too.
Yeah, for those that don't care.
Damn, Joe.
Well, Joe was loved regardless by somebody. Ebony was here listening to him, so I guess she loves him in a roundabout way. As soon as he gets his libido.
Okay, Eric, you joined the bandwagon, too.
Oh, whatever. My show, damn it. Just like I had to prove the other clown a minute ago. But anyway, So
oh, what do you mean? What you had to prove to the other clown here? You done hooked the damn taser up to the chat room now?
Yeah, he gone.
Hey, did you know that you had a Blog Talk Radio official in your chat room?
Yeah.
No, not a Blog Talk official, a troll.
No. I had a blog post.
When they're red.
Yeah.
When they're red, you see how in the chat room Mr. Talk is highlighted green? They're highlighted red. They're called the red coat.
Right.
And you know, they come in and, you know, they see, it's funny how they come into the civilized shows. But, yeah, you know, my delinquent habit show, shit, they won't go in there. Hell no. But, no, they want to come in. They want to come into Eric's room, and they want to see if everything's peaceful. Is the furniture nice and in the proper place? You know, they want to see if everyone's having a good time.
Actually, Goofy, I told them to come in and get rid of the yo-yo.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I told them to come in and get rid of that person that caused me to go out of character that I wanted to meet wherever he lived at. So, yeah.
Oh well, I just got in. I'm sorry, I didn't know all that, but I was concerned. I seen a red coat in there. I'm like, oh shit, what did Eric do?
No,
Eric's a civilized person. He wouldn't do anything to harm anyone.
Well, you did hit me a little while ago, did you?
Oh, Jim Joe didn't. He talking about sticking a damn missile up somebody's ass and blowing them up.
Well, the, I did hear that. That's why I had to come in and make sure everyone's okay because. When Eric turns suicidal and wants to kill the world, that means we need to run. Everyone know that, right? Because
I can only imagine how bad you'll mess a man up when you stick a rocket up his ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would hate to know the feeling of it exploding in there. Jesus.
Okay. All righty then. I don't know how we ended up on that again. It seemed like that was a topic yesterday that we ended up on. I don't know how we do that, but okay. We're going to roll right along again. Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway, so Goofy, you say you've been listening the last couple of days. So tell me, what's on your mind? I know you've been listening, so what comments do you have to make on our last couple of shows?
Well, I just been, like I said, you guys kept me entertained. I was just battered and bruised. I mean, my bruises are still healing right now, but you guys are on top of things, and I'm proud of you guys for everything you guys are doing. You guys don't need me, and that was a funny thing. I was telling my cousin, like, this is a round table I tend to come into all the time, and you see how they're doing a wonderful job without me. I shouldn't even come back to this, but I have to because I love all you guys. You guys are like my brothers, spiritual brothers throughout the internet waves. But no, you guys have been doing great, and I wanted to talk about the pick your poison for today. I mean,
well, go ahead, talk about your pick your poison, because that's
the
what
government.
We're talking about. Well, let's go.
I mean, the government. I mean, come on, Barack Obama. Here's his change, people. He's going to manipulate you thinking he's the good guy, but he's over here all up in your business, wanting to know what you're doing. You're not a terrorist. You're a taxpayer. But he still wants to know. And that pisses me off because a lot of my women are Verizon customers. So basically, they know that I'm fucking married women. They know what's going on, you know, and it just pisses me off because one of these days, crime's going to come up for a person such as myself who happens to engage with a married woman. I will be hung until I will be fucking dead. I'm dead serious. This government nowadays, they don't need to be knowing your fucking business. They need to be out there handling business, slapping every fucking stupid Jehudi or whatever Taliban, whatever little gang that they want to imagine that is so dangerous. You know, they're out in the sand. Does anyone ever realize that? They're not out in the streets with, you know, real gang members. They're out in the sand playing, you know, hide-and-go-seek and killing the weak. But people don't realize this. You know, the government, they're paying attention to you. They want to know what you're doing. You know, fuck that. There's rats on Mars. Why don't you pay attention to them? Why do you care about us? You know, we're not the terrorists. Well, nowadays, I mean, shit, everyone's exploding. I mean, did you guys hear about the Santa Monica guy? I mean, fuck, that was completely stupid.
But
go ahead.
This monitoring is not something that just started. It's been going on since at least 2006. That's what I'm saying. So can you really blame it on this administration?
But this administration fucked up by letting it come out the official way.
Is it really as big a scandal as it is, or is it something that should have been out a long time? Well, the guy who came out, is he a hero, or is he should be classified as a defector, or, you know, what have you? Is it a good thing?
He's a traitor.
Yeah.
He's a traitor for sharing. He's a Paul Revere. What was his name? Not Paul Revere. Fuck, what was his
Benedict
name?
Arnold.
Benedict Arnold. You know?
What Joe feels just the opposite.
Yeah, that's everything that Joe feels is always the opposite, isn't it?
No.
What'd you say, Goop?
Because everything you feel is always the opposite, right?
Well, yeah, because I'm always right.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what does Joe feel? Put me in check right now, because I want to be Michael. I want to put out facts. You're not understanding, sir. You got to have the facts.
Hold on. All right, look. All right, we ain't putting Mike back in there. Well, all right. You know, that word has been banned from the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, but anyway, check this out, though. I kind of agree with Joe on this one, though. I think it's something that somebody needed to do. It's a shame that, you know, he's never going to be able to come back to the United States. back home. But it's about time somebody put it out there. It's not like something we didn't already suspect, you know. It just verifies that it's going on. You know what I mean? We know it's going on.
Okay, well then let's also throw something else out there. If somebody showed you a real video footage of a damn Bigfoot, would you go and tell everybody in the world that Bigfoot does exist?
Bigfoot isn't taking away our civil liberties, so you can do whatever you want with Bigfoot.
Oh, my God. Now, let me tell you something. The government, ever since Kennedy got one in the head, has taken away our civil liberties. But nobody has ever questioned them. And so when they happen to shoot themselves in the foot by getting involved with idiotic groups that this guy worked for, I mean, seriously, the government is supposed to be tight. You're not supposed to know diddly squat, but yet they're letting their information flow out. They're letting hackers steal people's, accounts and stuff like that. This government is weak.
Okay.
Well, now,
let's talk about that then. Do you really now? You just brought this up, and it just hit me when you said it. Are these guys really leaking it, or are we, the government, allowing it to be leaked?
Well,
have you ever considered that?
Let's go through a couple of scenarios right here. What happened in Benghazi or whatever the hell? I don't know. I forgot about it. What happened to Keystone Pipeline? I don't know. I forgot about it. They're throwing new stories at you to forget about the old ones. All right, what about those little kids who got shot in that school? Oh, who cares? We're talking about the government leaking all up in our business. You know what I mean?
Back. Yep. I agree.
And that's what the government's been doing throughout history.
And it should stop. And it should always be exposed. Whenever the government is doing something wrong, the government is not supposed to be spying on you in any way, form, or fashion, even if they say it's for terror. Now, the war on terror is a bunch of bullshit because we haven't had any fucking terror attacks since 9/11. Since 9/11, that's fucking 12 years ago. Why is that? Especially when we're supposed to be an open society in which anybody, anytime, any place can bomb anybody, anywhere. We haven't had one. But we haven't had it, have we? We've got 9 million square miles of open territory. People can fucking poison reservoirs. They can do the fucking bombings like they did over in Boston, the Boston Marathon. They can bomb trains. We haven't had it. You know why? Because this war on terror is nothing more than just a 1984 fucking version of imagination done by people who want to control the fucking world.
Wow. Hold on. Let me bring Ebony in and see what's
Can I comment on that after?
Well, yeah, hey, sure guys. You can, Goofy. Yeah, hey, Ebony. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
She's just in time, too. Let me guess. Wait a minute. Her show is coming up today?
No, I actually don't have a show today, Joe.
Oh,
you
don't?
You need to be quiet. You really do?
Now, see? There you go. Uh-oh. Nah, I guess she told you.
She told me, didn't she?
Yeah, that's right. I haven't got a show today. I'm actually chilling out. I had a late meeting, so no show today.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
So Goofy wanted to respond to my tirade.
What tirade? What's wrong with you guys? What is it with you and the tirading?
go to sleep, woman, will you?
I'm awake. I thought it was interesting. I did listen earlier, a bit earlier. I was listening to what you guys were saying.
Tired. Doesn't she sound tired?
A little bit.
I came from a meeting. I had a long day.
Yes, I understand. And you're tired.
Okay.
I did want to
listen. Let her finish. God dang it.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up. What's wrong with him?
You interrupted Goofy.
Did I?
Joe, if you let her go on to finish, we can get back to Goofy.
All right. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Good Lord.
Actually, I forgot my question, but my question is really about the conspiracy, right? A lot of the conspiracy theories, right, are about what the government allegedly is doing or trying not to do. I absolutely agree. I think it was Goofy who was just saying that, one story replaces another. And it's really quite interesting that we can't keep up with all the different things that are being done. Does that tell you something about our government? So I don't think our governments really care that we get to know whether they're spying on us or not or whatever, because they've been doing that for a long, long time. I think there really isn't a problem about it. I think it's just how you feel about it. What do people want to do about it? A lot of this information is out there anyway and has been for a while. It's just whether we want to do something about it. And I think that is the question. What do you do? You're going to say,
there is nothing we could do. I'm sorry to interrupt you, beautiful, but there's nothing we could do. We could sit there and march and in front of the White House and all that, because there's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing. Okay, go ahead, go.
No, there's nothing unless Joe comes down from the mountains and does a little flag or does the, truffle shuffle, maybe, you know, we might be saved. But till then,
no, not me. I'm not saving
do.
Anybody. I don't give a shit about people. But here's
I
the
know
thing.
You don't give a shit. That's why you're in the mountains.
That's right.
What's the answer, Joe?
What Vernon says we need to, well, that's what we need to do is start marching and letting our voice be known that we don't appreciate this. Is that, if I think I got it wrong, please let me know, Vernon. But isn't that what you said?
But let me tell you something.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
If everyone doesn't vote, that's how we'll shut them down.
No, I'll wait till you finish, Goof, then I'll give you a rebuttal.
Okay. Well, let me explain.
Mm-hmm.
So you got people running, whatever. You know, they expect your vote because, you know, you're the people that are supposed to vote for that kind of person. You take away their vote, automatically, they ain't got you. They're treading water. They're scared because they rely on your vote. And I'm dead serious. These governors, congressmen, you know, presidents, whatever, they rely on that prediction saying, oh, these people are, you know, are Democrat or they're mostly Republican. They're all going to vote for you. You know what I mean? But once you cut them off with what they need from you, then that's when you can fuck them up. But go ahead, Joe. You have something to fuck me up? Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Yeah, when you're saying not to vote, okay? When you don't do that, what you're saying is that let's say there's a Democrat and a Republican vying for the same position in any particular town or municipality or any particular congressional position. So people don't vote. So ordinarily, let's say they ordinarily would vote 1 million for the Democrat, 1 million for the Republican. If they don't vote, then by default, whoever's in there stays in there. And if we don't like the people who are already in there, and it sounds to me, Goof, like you don't like them any more than I do. Because you're saying we can't do anything. When you're saying we can't do anything, you're automatically stating that the government is corrupt. So if the government is corrupt, we have to do something. But if we don't, they're going to stay in there as they are. And things are going to get worse because things have already gotten worse. And it's because of these whistleblowers that we know about it. If we were leaving it up to the fucking government, we wouldn't know about it until we're all in fucking handcuffs for breaking some stupid law that we didn't even know about.
Wow. Hold on. Let me bring Lowe in. You know, he's been waiting.
Go ahead.
All right, Mr. Lowe, you're on the air, sir.
Yes, indeed. I'm here, baby. What's up, cuz? What's up, cuz? I'm good. Hello, gentlemen and ladies.
Hey, cuz, do you agree with 99.9% of the stuff that I say, cuz?
I do.
Oh, okay. Thanks, cuz.
Absolutely. You are
like
right, cuz.
Like that really matters. Right. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. I'm
hey. Now, first things first. I just was able to come in and listen thoroughly. Now, I think that if people decided, let's say today they had an election for the president of the United States, and you only had, out of all the people in the United States of America, you only had 12 people that voted. You know what that tells those people that were running? They don't buy into your garbage system anymore. They know that your system is garbage. So that brings out, like you said, Joe, stupid laws that you never knew were even on the books. They're about to pull all this stuff out on you and use it against you because they need you to feed into the system. They need you to buy into it. They need people to say that they're card-carrying Republicans. And they need black people to say, hey, well, you know, you got to vote for the Democrats because the Democrat is for the blacks. They need that to keep this thing going. Right or wrong?
True.
Without that, they have absolutely nothing. You have a man that's been up in Washington, D.C. for the past 20-some-odd years, playing a game, getting the best cocaine he can snort for free, never taking a drug test, never having to be accountable to anyone because the guy that's across the aisle from him that voted the same way he did, they were in college together, even though when the cameras are on, they hate each other's guts. You know, they need people to feed into this system, man. And if you don't buy into the system, then, hey, you're a problem. That's a problem within itself.
But the answer is to not vote, because by default, whoever's in there will stay. Now let's take a look at the people, right? If you don't vote for them, yeah, we have to, in order to try to get them out. But if we don't vote, they stay in. Now the reason why these same cocksuckers are always in there is because everybody's always saying, "Yeah, Congress is corrupt." And, you know,
Come back. Go ahead, John.
And then a Congress is down to a 6% approval rating. I think it's the lowest in history. But yet, what happens?
They'll bring in the name you know.
Yeah, they keep voting in their particular senator. They don't want the other senators in there, but they vote in there.
Right.
Eh, my guy's a good guy. No, he's not a good guy. He's a fucking asshole.
Right. You look in Louisiana, all you have is the last name Landry all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lot of them. Absolutely. They are worthless.
Mm-hmm.
They are worthless, regardless of what side. And down in New Orleans, I can't remember that man's name. That's the mayor there now. He was supposed to be coming out and make a difference. Whatever. He was just another part of the system. So many people bought into the fact that, oh, and Ray Nagin's gone. He said they were going to turn New Orleans back into a chocolate city. Well, truth and honesty, I mean, hell, New Orleans is just like Atlanta. You know, for the most part, they had a hell of a lot of black people live there. You know, and that's a chocolate city. It is what it is. People didn't want to hear it, but it's the damn truth. You know, and they went and got a guy that was well known. His family name has carried him a long way, and he and his other relatives. And now he's the mayor in New Orleans. He's been there for quite a few years now. You know,
right.
And they use Ray Nagin up. Yeah, they use Ray Nagin up. Now, you know, they got all these charges against Ray Nagin, supposedly, you know. Yeah.
Of course they do. Come on now. Somebody's going to have to take the fall for what went on in New Orleans, and then FEMA and the government not going to do it. So who else you think
you're right about that? Absolutely true. Something that surprised me, something that shocked me, that I talked to a guy a couple of weeks ago, and he knew about Blackwater being hired in New Orleans and putting on police uniforms. Some guys weren't cops. They put on police uniforms after the storm, you know, and were walking around with AK-47 and assault rifles, you know.
It was the cops that kept the people from going from New Orleans across the border to the other, not the other city, but to the other state. They said, no, we don't want you here.
Oh, really?
It was the cops that kept them from going over to another city, kept them from crossing a bridge.
Right, but it's not just that bridge. They kept them from going out of the city into either another state or maybe the other city. But they kept them, the cops.
It was Harry Long. Harry Long with his funk. And he dead and gone. If I knew where they buried him at, I'd come and piss on his grave.
Oh, my goodness.
I would. And this guy even said out of his own mouth, well, you know, you can call it whatever you want to, racial profiling or whatever. And he wasn't white. He was just somebody that was in the system. You know, they'd get a other and make him feel that he was part of the system. I think he was like Filipino or something like that. Anyway, Harry Long said, well, I already told my officers, if they see three or four black guys in a car together, stop them because they're doing something illegal.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You're damn right I'm serious.
You can't be that surprised, Eric.
Yeah, you know I'm not. I just had to be found.
Okay.
All right. And I'll say, Mr. Talk, while I was listening, I sent you a text message. Hey, you were doing some outstanding journalists, great journalists.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. What the hell are you talking
about? And when you and Joe were going back and you were asking him questions and, you know, you were grilling him a little bit, I was like, look at him go.
Well, that's what we're supposed to do. Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, it's time to have fun, and it's time to, you know, really. And Joe, yesterday, hey, I gave you props, man, because you came in and you brought the hammer at the end of the show. Real talk.
Oh, thanks, Lo. I don't even remember what I said.
Well, after you took your medication and passed on out.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That's what happened. Right.
Yeah. But when you were saying the things that people needed to start being aware of. Man,
oh, I remember. Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Right.
Absolutely.
The last
know, that,
5 minutes.
That was
yeah. Right.
Very true and very serious. You know,
mm-hmm.
I love to tell people the things that they have in their foods and their waters, but if they don't ever pay any attention to it,
fuck
their children wind up sick.
Yeah.
They don't have anybody to blame but themselves.
If they're aware of it, right?
Right.
Then if they don't do anything about it, if they don't investigate on their own with the internet, fuck them. That's all I got to say.
I'll agree with that.
How many of y'all are aware that they have passed, Congress just passed a farm bill. They just approved a farm bill. See, y'all know about that, do you? But yep, they sure did. See, that's what we're saying. They passed a 5-year farm bill. You know, it's just crazy. But here's the thing about it, and this is the reason why I'm saying it. Because, as I was saying before, you know, now we got Hillary Clinton thing done pop back up. You know, we got this tapping, monitoring thing going on. It's just so much is going on to they slide stuff under the door while our things is a little small things they keep sliding under that we don't pay attention to that we really do need. You know, like sometimes they say it's the small things that matters, and that's what you have to really pay attention to a lot of times because they be
right.
They can right on through under the door because they have you caught up with the big stuff.
Right, that's a classic bait and switch.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Absolutely. And I, for the life of me, I can't understand how public servants, and I quote myself again, I can't see how a public servant got to be rolled out like a rock star, you know? You know, they got all these policemen protecting them, and they got all this security around them, and you know, you can't come up and ask them, of course, hey, I live in your district. I need to ask you some questions. Well, he's walking and smiling, but all the while he's cussing you out. I really don't have time right now. And his security is protecting him from you, his voter. You know, I don't understand that.
That is quite interesting. That is quite interesting, now that you put it that way. And I don't think many people really pay attention to that. Think of it that way.
Absolutely.
They don't think of it that way, but they accept it. We know that if you're the ordinary person, you cannot go just walk on. Maybe you can. You can just knock on the door of your congressman, but is he going to give you time? No. Unless you've got $5,000, $10,000 to contribute to his campaign, is he going to give you time, the ordinary guy? Doesn't that say something?
It says a lot. It says a lot,
okay.
You know, and you know, I go back to Bush Kerry. You know, it was crazy to me. You know, nobody knew that both of these guys were skull and bones. I didn't know in the beginning. You know, nobody knew about their secret organization that they both were a part of, and nobody knew, you know, this fact or this other small fact that they know each other some other kind of way, but they're running against each other, and they're supposedly going to run each other in the ground, and all of a sudden you got this swift boat thing that comes up to be a fluke, and they played that down, and now Kerry is in another big position. He never became the president, but they needed somebody to sit in there and say, hey, I want to run against you, you know, just for the populace to say, oh, well, yeah, look at who we have running. You know, we get caught up in the foolishness, man. I mean, you know, if you have things like God,
what?
I can't even think of it right now. In the 90s, in 93 or 94, they actually kind of sort of introduced a form of the Patriot Act in the early 90s. You know,
that wasn't a sedition act, was it?
The thing is, they actually introduced this then, but you didn't have people that were going to sign off on it then. You had to have something catastrophic to happen. So they put it back in the briefcase, in the back of the briefcase, and sat on it.
Of course.
We'll pull that out after a while. Yeah, we'll pull that back out after a while. So, you know, And you have Americans who are so intelligent, but they don't have enough wit about themselves to say, hey, two planes, three buildings, what the fuck?
Yeah. Physics. Yeah. Laws of physics. 1,300 architects and engineers say it was impossible for those buildings to have fallen down the way they. As a matter of fact, it violates common sense. You're going to have two fucking buildings. Neither one of them tilts over.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Ellie. We know that you haven't said a word. Okay. Okay. She always does that.
Yeah. Try to distract the conversation.
I think that's her alarm.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, okay. That might be a vibrator.
The planes, I mean, they were going in so fast, that building didn't even shake. Didn't even tilt. Didn't even do nothing.
Nothing at all.
That structure held them until the bombs blew them.
There weren't any bombs. The whole thing. Okay.
But let's put it this way. Those buildings.
No, don't tell me there weren't bombs. I go to Vegas all the time to see those motherfuckers come down.
No, I'm not talking about the detonation. I thought you meant about the bombs in the plane. The thing I was going to say was.
No, I'm talking about in the building, man.
Oh, yeah, the detonations that you see, yeah. I thought you were talking about the construction of the World Trade Center. It was built just like the Empire State Building to withstand that kind of impact.
Right. That was
it's another thing. If it was built to withstand it, then why did it go down?
Right.
It would have gotten affected as soon as those planes look like they just parked themselves in there.
It was too many factors that people look at, and they still want to close their eyes. Oh, well, the government's just here to protect us. Don't think like that. That's bullshit.
Because you got to think about the distinction systems that they had in the buildings. Look,
there's another thing too. People do bring up questions which are good about. Well, how could? Because the theory is that the bombs had to have been planted, or that lucite or whatever thermite had to have been planted. How could that have been done without people knowing about it? Well, guess what? On you,
done on the buildings. I think a week or two before, and
well,
they have documents of it.
Yeah, that's another. Yeah, that is one particular explanation. There's another one too. There's a guy who was in charge. Remember this, those particular buildings? They had a central shaft. The elevator shaft was a central shaft.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who was in charge of that central shaft, he's on YouTube saying anybody could have gone in there 24/7 using the central shaft to plant the bombs, and nobody would have known about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's
wow.
on YouTube saying about it, talking about it.
Wow.
And plus, Jeb Bush, 2 years prior to that, guess who's in charge of the security at the World Trade Center? Jeb Bush.
Jeb, who?
That's what I was talking about before, about connecting the dots. We don't have smoking gun evidence, but I'll tell you one thing. From what I understand about the legal system is that most of the convictions in the in criminal cases
mm-hmm.
is not done because of smoking gun.
No, okay.
It's done because of circumstantial evidence. So if you have good circumstantial evidence, you can make a good case. I think I have a goddamn fucking good case that this fucking government is a fucking, if it's not a communist motherfucking government, it's an authoritarian, totalitarian government out to destroy its own people.
Okay, and I go back to the original topic of the show, pick your own poison. Pick your poison.
Yeah. I mean, Joe already said that. Hey, if they come in with the guns drawn, I'm gonna stop talking about it. I'm done with it. I'm leaving it alone. Joe already said that.
Yeah, if somebody's at my fucking door, the 45 to my head, my hands are up. But you release me and I'm free. I'll do what I can when I'm free. But
well, that's on the freedom. How much freedom do you have? Is the question.
We don't have fucking freedom. All we have is
liberty. Exactly.
Here we go.
We don't have any freedom. So you might as well just go ahead and air it all out.
Mm. They're going to come for you anyway.
Get rid of you anyway.
Joe, you want to live to air it out, don't you, Joe?
Yeah, I got me and my goats to take care of. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I hear you. You got to hold tight to something. I'm not mad at you for that, Joe.
Lo, I'm glad I got Lo on the line. I need to ask Lo something. Lo, that teacher down there in Slidell, you know anything about that area where her car is?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Bring us up to date on that. Well, what's really – did they find other cars in there as well or just hers at this time, at that time?
From what I know right now, man, they found her car in there, you know, and that whole situation, it kind of got pushed to the back burner because, you know, it was in the news for a hot second, and the next thing you know, they wasn't talking about it anymore.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it was breaking news for just a couple of minutes, and, you know, they, like I said, they pretty much just pushed that to the back burner.
Okay. All right. What is that?
Yeah, what is the wind?
I have water
running.
I don't know what
somebody
that is.
Somebody got water running, a wind.
I'm going to get tired of that.
That was
I'm going to get tired of that. Joe was outside on top of the goat. I mean,
on top of the goat.
He was on top of the goat. Because that was Joe.
That's what you said, Lou?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had his belly on the goat back. So you know what that meant.
Wow.
I said something. Hey.
Yeah, that was your phone, didn't it, Joe? That was you.
Yeah, you leave my sheep alone. They're very contented, you know. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, pretty much Slidell is pretty laid back, man. I mean, you know, they have a little drama like everybody else, but, you know, it's, I'm going to say 35 minutes from New Orleans at the most, you know.
Yeah, I know.
From the city.
I'll be coming that way in a couple of days. I know.
Come on. Well, fuck, holler at me, boy.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Is that many that she go to sleep?
Huh? I don't know. I don't know if she went to
sleep. She's here.
What is... Whoa.
Answer.
That's her phone. I don't know whether she went to sleep or not, but she may have, though.
She heard a low voice. She up now.
Yeah,
I'd
like to find out the UK version about how crazy we are in America. You know what? Over in England, it's even worse. They have a million cameras alone in London.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, of course.
They
have to. They have to.
Why do they have
to? Because they got to protect their interest.
Mm-hmm.
And their interest lies in the bloodline of the people, you know, those Germans that sit on the throne over there.
That's right, because people don't know that that England at one time was ruled by a German king, at least from what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
England was ruled by a black king at one time.
It was?
Yeah.
Right. Whoa, look out now.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, them folks done turned over in their grave. They coming for you. Hey, you know what, though? Look, check this out. You know, I was going through one of my insomnia moments last evening, and I was watching this show on Showtime, and there's actually a town in Arkansas, I think it's Harrison County, Arkansas, and it's the one,
uh-oh,
I know it's one in Texas and a couple other places where there are no African-Americans at all. And people
no black people at all.
None. And people are moving there.
Yep.
And people are moving there. And know why they say they move there? Because there are no blacks. However.
Absolutely.
Now, listen. However, as they go back into the records and start investigating, right, they come to find out a lot of the property that they, in fact, in this place in Arkansas, they built a park on a place that was owned by blacks at one time, and many of the people in the city didn't even know it. You know, they still had a Ku Klux Klan, you know, Ku Klux Klan, but they said it's a what they call it, a cross verifying the fires of Jesus or something. The guy was saying, I like, and they really mean it. That's why they're moving there, because there's no black. And I'm like, really? I've heard of places like this, but I really, you know, sometimes you kind of just like, really? Do these places really exist? And
well, no,
they were proud about it.
That's a little bit over exaggerated.
No, that ain't exaggerated, man.
it's a little bit, I said it's a little over-exaggerated.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Well,
yeah.
Give me the address so I can go there.
Okay.
I'll just go up there just south of the Missouri line.
Say Harrison County.
That's where you need to go. Huh?
Arkansas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Say people said that, you know, they steady. They come in there. He asked the guy, he said, why did you move here? He said, because, first he said, because the economy is low. What did he say? Low something. You know what
low. It's not a low standard of living. It's low expenses. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he say it again? He said the economy is good. Then he say there's no blacks, and he didn't bat an eye. He didn't look around. He said it with a
hell
straight.
No.
No blacks.
Oh yeah. Man.
You know.
Now you can't blame him.
The question is,
why can't you blame him?
By what?
Why can't you blame
no black people being there?
Well, who wants black people around?
All right, good question, Joe. Good question.
No, okay, let's be serious. Look, I'll tell you, if you have college educated people, regardless of the color and stripe, you've got yourself a good neighborhood. But if you've got anybody, regardless of whether it's black or white, because I'm living in a white trash neighborhood, what I'm calling a white trash neighborhood, because fucking immigrants are moving in, and some Puerto Ricans too. You don't want it. You have to have a certain bunch of people with a certain standard of living. Mostly, when you're college educated, it doesn't mean that you're more intelligent than everybody else. It doesn't mean that you're more educated. It doesn't mean that you're more intelligent. But you have a higher standard of living. You don't want your neighbors to fuck up. When you have blue collar, you've usually gotten, especially when blue collars are out of unemployed, and the lower the education of the blue collar, you've got yourself a ghetto.
Okay, in other words, you want to bring all the kids in and stuff.
I don't want to be around fucking people who do not have a college education. I don't like the neighborhood I'm in now, because these motherfuckers moving in here don't have a college education, and the neighbors that I did have, the one single ingredient that ran through all of them was that they were college educated.
Joe, how you know they don't have a college education?
How do I know they don't? Because they can barely speak fucking English. And they act like peasants anyway. And I've had to talk to the landlord to make sure that our building complex wasn't going to be infected with the motherfuckers. Because you know why? Some of them would leave garbage out, some of them would leave bikes out, some of them would leave strollers out, and they thought it was okay. No, because I believe in the broken window theory. You break one fucking window, then everybody starts getting on the bandwagon. They start leaving coffee cups around, they start leaving beer bottles around.
So where's your association at, Joe? Where's your apartment or your building association at?
Nah, I wish I had it. I want a gated community.
Where's your parameters? Nobody has told them what they can or can't do.
Well, the landlord did, because I had to get on the landlord.
We'll see.
Are you living in a slum?
It would have been a slum. I happen to live in a fucking community in which you move one block away, you've got $600,000, $900,000 homes, and they're not worth it as far as I'm concerned. Not worth it. But I live in a thoroughfare. So we're having fucking people in a building complex. And no, it's a fucking magnet for goddamn fucking immigrants from fucking the Balkans and Puerto Rico.
All right, no, let me know when you're through.
Sounds like he on the toilet.
He doing something in the kitchen or something. I think he done got out the car.
Sound like you're trying to get that girl out.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I ain't going there.
I'm not going there either.
Sound like you're trying to get rid of that rubber glove.
Uh-oh.
See? That's the second time you said that, see?
Okay. Now, you know I'm never going to forget about that.
That's the third time Captain said
so. Oh, that was what Vernon said yesterday at the very end of the show. That made my fucking day. Because I got a present for Low.
Lord, thank you. Uh-oh.
Ebony, where are you?
Ebony's asleep.
Oh, Ebony's asleep.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, there she go. I know I heard her.
Did we wake the sleeping giant?
What's wrong with you guys?
I'm just listening.
Ebony, I need to look at your page on your show. With that voice, you sure got a man thinking you might be some gorgeous.
I don't know. I don't know. Ebony, you have to ask Mr. Talk about that.
Ebony, and what is it? Every man on Blog Talk wants you now, Ebony? Just listening to your voice.
I don't want to listen to these people. I don't know what's wrong with them. I don't know what they're taking.
What's wrong with them?
Like, please. I'm just a normal person.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know.
But well, you said it.
Well, Mr. Talk is cutting me all these people. I don't know what he's on about.
Oh, there you go, backtracking again.
No,
yeah, go
that's
ahead,
the first thing I noticed about her.
What?
What's that name? Ebony, what now?
Sorry.
Ebony, what's happening to your seat?
Okay, wait a minute. Ebony Empress. I think Joe,
yes.
I think Low being handled by Mama right now, so.
Ebony Empress?
Yeah.
Yes. I help you.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look that up and see what we talk, see what I'm talking to here.
Just go to my page, Bernie. Just go to my page.
Okay, I'll go to your page.
Or Lowe's page, either or. Yeah, she's a very beautiful one.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I thought maybe she was fooling us on here.
Oh, Lord.
It doesn't matter. Eric would protect her with his white knight syndrome anyway.
Yes, see? He would, because he knows I'm a really great person. So.
That's right. And see, Joe, why you had to say that, Joe?
Why did I have to say what? That you got the white knight?
Damn, boy. Joe, you should have known, man. He ain't used that damn thing all day.
He set himself up for that one.
Oh, I sure as hell did. Jesus Christ. Vernon's right. You were fucking zap happy.
Yeah, he hadn't used that thing all day.
I know.
Day,
if Mike can't come in here, well, where's Joe?
Now, damn it, Mr. Talk. Now, damn it, you didn't have to mute me, did
Well, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I mean, I was just giving me a riding companion. That's all I was doing.
Yeah, we know. We didn't want to hear all that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We didn't want to hear all that. We
yeah,
know what you were
yeah,
doing.
Yeah. No.
Your cousin
let us know
what was going on.
Yep. So
you know what? He worried about the wrong damn thing. Guess what? He's older than I am. He older than I am, and damn it, when I'm 39, he going to be 40. Guess what, damn it? They going to be digging up his fucking ass. That's what's going to happen.
So he's
going
to get a whole year of digging. He's going to get a whole year of digging before I know anything. You'll be wore out by the time I get there, cuz.
I'll probably be just like you. I'll be looking back, dipping and dodging left to right.
We gonna put a fight up for that one.
Okay. All right. Can we move on to another subject, please?
Oh, now you want to move on?
Hey.
That's how you can change the subject. I have a subject.
Yes, go ahead, Ebony.
I have one, too.
Well, let Ebony get hers in, because we won't talk about you.
Go ahead, Ebony.
Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow night, as I'm not doing a show tonight, for Joe, this is, I wanted to talk about, does love, right, making love or having relationships, love relationships, does it get better as you get older or worse?
Oh, my. That depends on the individuals. Yeah, that depends on the individual.
Yeah.
Because it could actually get worse.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's
true, because if you're in a relationship with an arsehole, then you get what you get. And she knows exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. That's just the way it is. If you already know that you have a man that's kind of cheeky, like you know, he has some bitch tendencies, 9 times out of 10, he's going to keep those bitch tendencies. You're just going to have to adapt to them.
You know, that's interesting.
Well,
I was having this conversation with somebody at a bar last night. So, that's a good subject. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, she is gorgeous, ain't she?
I was going to say, man, I mean, she's a MILF. I've been looking at all these MILFs today. Yeah, she's a MILF.
smoke.
I'm God. Looking at her right now.
Oh,
hey,
Lord.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I got to pull it up right now.
I don't know.
Hey, Cousin, if you're trying to make you a love connection, you need to go ahead and throw her a friend request and do it like that. You ain't got to blow your load on the show now.
I'm going to put it like this, Lo, you know me. You know I ain't getting on no damn airplane, so ain't no need going now.
Here we go. Well, damn, bring her to you.
I ain't getting on no plane, man.
Now, cuz, you know, I ain't going to be spending no money like that, cuz. It ain't guaranteed.
Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Everybody's been in Florida. Hey,
she may get over here and get Americanized.
You don't want that.
No.
Yeah. Well, only thing you need to do is keep your foot on her neck.
Oh, Lord.
Tell her she's not
changing.
Not changing. Tell her she's not changing. Tell her you're not, damn it, you're not changing. I don't give a damn whatever. You're not changing.
Oh,
you're not going to hang around queeting them either. You go hang around queeting them, you'll start acting like them bitches.
Well, can I
okay.
Do you have a good truth?
It's the truth.
I saw Vernon something. Okay, Vernon. You know, I heard what you said, but I'm saying, do you have a good reason for me to come to the States?
Whoa, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say anything about you coming to the States.
Oh, he tapped dancing now.
No, I didn't say anything about you coming to the States.
Oh, okay.
See, now a real woman, then challenge you. Now you backing up.
Oh, he tap dancing.
I didn't tell the lady to come to the States.
Yeah, I didn't know that you stuttered so much.
Only thing I said was she has a beautiful picture, man. I'm looking at her right now.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Everybody looking for love, and you a grown ass man, and you know that's a grown quality woman right there.
Hold on a minute. Now you trying to get me hooked up, this lady? This woman. Hey, this might be the female Jack the Ripper of London over there.
Might be.
Wait.
Throw me off on her.
Wait a minute. How in the world can you go from compliment? Didn't they call her the female Jack the Ripper?
Yeah, she could be the female Jack the Ripper.
I mean, well, really,
she could be.
Yeah, all that nice voice and be stabbing me the whole time.
Absolutely. Die, you fucker. Die.
In the British accent.
Die. You're right, man. Everybody think if you have that British accent, you got a bunch of money, so she could be rich.
Who lied to you?
Everybody think that. That's what some of these stupid people in this country think.
Oh, okay.
And if you've ever seen that movie Hostel, you don't want to go over there, man. Those people crazy over there. You know? they'll take your poor ass to this damn place somewhere way off the map and have somebody with a bunch of money kill you for fun. For real?
They do that here in the United States. What you talking about?
Well, you're right. And you know, being that he's black, he's not gonna go for much money. So you know,
hey, hopefully he can run a little bit, give him a little game.
Oh Lord,
you see how they're talking about you, Ebony?
Oh my God! And
no,
you know
we're
what?
Not talking about Ebony.
I was gonna say, if he needs to run, he needs to run really fast because I'm a good runner. So,
she's right.
She's in the marathon, Vernon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She got a tight ass too.
If I can run, I need to run fast. I mean, wait a minute.
The idea, if you're gonna run, you're gonna run slow.
Yeah,
I don't want to get caught.
Hey, cousin, and if she running 26 miles, she says she runs 3 miles a day constantly. That means she got a nice little tight body.
Oh Lord,
I told you,
Serena Williams.
Yeah,
Serena Williams.
What they call a black panther?
Yeah, Serena Williams looks like she might
Man, hell of a man.
Listen, how did this subject come about?
No, hold on. How did this subject become about me? Okay.
You're the only woman on the line, sweetie.
Oh, God.
I just complimented on your photo.
Thank you. That low down, Betty Cubs of mine added all this extra stuff to that.
Look, Bernie went to drooling, and then when you questioned him, he started slobbing and stuttering. That would happen.
He did. I never heard my cousin stutter before.
I ain't got to take this abuse on this show.
So you don't like being over here in the ghetto with Joe, huh?
Yeah, I'm leaving the hood.
I'm
leaving the hood, and I'm gonna leave y'all and Uncle Charlie here.
Okay.
Why you gotta be over 40 to come in with this?
Well, all I'm saying is, if you're getting into, if you're midlife, if you're in the middle of your life, okay, you know, then you're more likely to be thinking about, you know, how getting older is affecting you than if you're in your 30s or if you're in your
20s. Oh wow!
So,
oh wow! Here it is, weeks ago.
So if you're in your 40s or beyond, okay, then you know how is it for you? And maybe
here it is, Wayne Scott. This Wayne want an old school show tomorrow. Ain't no young people come on and put their two cents in.
We better stay off of that, cuz.
Yeah, I guess so, because I still got titty milk in my breath. Yeah.
Ain't mess around.
Absolutely.
Well, that is a possibility.
Yeah. But what Vernon was talking about, yeah, could have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we better stay away from that, Lowe.
Yeah, I was gonna.
Look like that's gonna be a show about V8 and Jared Tall and Levito.
Viagra. Yeah. So, what do you do when your hip goes out? Oh, I do this. Come on, man.
This is what you do when your hip out. You get more crazy. That's what you do.
Levito so they can afford the next piece.
Damn right. Now, I'm going to gonna tell you what I said to myself. If I pay for it, I'm not eating it. If I eat it, I ain't paying for it. I'm gonna do one or the other, not both.
Oh wow. Wow.
And this is a cousin remix right here.
Ah! A double whammy.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh,
oh
man. I lost Vernon. Now you're Vernon gone.
You zapped him for good.
Oh, wow.
Strong for Vernon. It took him
oh,
out.
Lord
have mercy.
I think we do need Mike to come back so we can take up all these electrodes.
Oh, wow.
Look, I thank y'all because I really did need this laugh. I tell you.
We'll be done to Mike.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Mike. Mike's banned from the show.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Not banned. He ran off.
Ah, shit. He's banned.
I didn't have nothing to do. That everybody requested, so.
Yes, yeah. Vernon and I requested it.
I think Mike about to get banned from a lot of shows, ain't he?
He literally has been. He's been getting the same treatment you've given him because he talks so much on the other. And everybody likes him. I mean, he's a very nice guy, but he just talks and talks and talks
and
shit. Oh,
yeah.
Well, I don't mean any harm when I say this, but I told my cousin, I said, cuz Michael said it out of his own mouth. He go on a lot of these white folk shows and go to talking all over them. And normally, I've been on a couple of white people shows, and there's so much order there. Everyone gets a chance to speak, and no one's talking over each other, and all the thing, everything's in order, you know, unlike these Negro shows, quote unquote. But anyway, Michael gets over there, and someone gets to saying something. Hold on. And they cut him out. He said it out of his own mouth. He said that. Yeah, that's why I love to go on the atheist shows. Yeah, because they always send me out of the atheist shows. Like, well, what do you mean by that?
Well, Michael, he wears that
you,
as a badge of honor.
Absolutely, he does.
Well, he wears it as a badge of honor.
I'm glad he wears it.
I'm glad he does,
and I'm glad he enjoys it.
It's 5:30, 4:30 here, so I need to get up out of here. It's 5:30 here. What am I talking about? I'm in the East Coast.
Yeah.
So I need to get up out of here now, y'all.
It's 5:30 in Florida?
Yeah, it's 5:30 in Florida, man.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm going to hit you up. I mean, I'm going to take the rest of this week off. So on your way through, holler at me.
Yeah, well, it's going to be probably, okay, yeah, but we'll talk.
Yeah, we'll chop it up. Ebony.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, cut the high bullshit out. We didn't talk already. Ebony.
Oh, Ebony.
You know what? The way you call my name is like you're calling your woman. I'm not your woman, okay? So chill with that tone.
Hey, girl. Hey, cut that tone. Cut that bullshit. Ebony, hey. Baby,
yeah.
Have a good night. Have a good night, baby.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
You have a really great night, baby.
Please, this can go on for about another 10 minutes.
Oh,
it wouldn't be no, we ain't having that no more. All right, good. All right.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Well, that sent him out, too. So, okay. Now we're down to two. But anyway.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, y'all, that's going to do it.
You're not too funny.
Yeah, I know, too. Yeah, I did. So, go ahead, Ebony. You got your final saying.
Oh, it's just been, I was really tired when I came on tonight, but I thank you guys for the laughter, because I have laughed, and actually that's made my night. So, it's been great to connect. And, yeah, maybe you guys will come in, particularly, you know, you older guys. I know, Joe, come on. Tomorrow night you can come and talk about what it's like to get a little bit older than you are right now.
I'm not responding.
Whatever.
By tomorrow night you're going to be, you know, each day we move on, right? So by tomorrow you'll be just a few hours more older than you are right now.
And I'm still not responding.
Look, you know what? In fact, I may make that a title of my show tomorrow. That way we can go from one show to the other.
You know what? What I want from your show, Eric, I want that raw truth again because I really want to
elaborate on that about what is truth?
Okay.
Really?
What is truth?
No, because before you got here, Ebony, we were talking a little bit about what is truth. I mean, everybody says they want the truth, but nobody really wants it, especially when they hear it. But the thing is, what is truth, especially when it comes to the government? So I'm talking about what my particular definition of it is, and I think if we continue with it, maybe we can get a little bit liberals and conservatives talking, thinking maybe differently than what they are now. That would be a help.
Okay.
No, all right. Is your name Eric Ebony?
Hey, leave Ebony alone now.
Oh, will you stop with the white knight syndrome? Jesus Christ,
whatever.
You can take care of yourself.
I
know I'm
going to
get zapped now. Jesus.
Look, my finger
He's
tired.
He's my boy.
Oh.
Chill out. He's my boy. He looks after me.
Oh.
Chill out.
That's right.
That's
chill out.
What you need to learn. Joe, you need to learn that, right? Now, if you were more of a guardian to me, we'd be better friends, okay? Chill out.
I'm still not responding.
Seriously.
Okay. No comment, no response.
That's fine. I'm cool with that. I'm absolutely cool with that.
Good.
All right, Ebony. Well, we see you tomorrow, darling.
Tomorrow. Take care, guys.
All right.
Bye, Ebony.
Hi.
All right, Mr. Joe.
Yeah, like I was saying about the raw truth, the real truth, it'd be nice to have a show where if people came on, we would actually challenge people to what they believe, what they consider their truths to be, so that they can find out whether or not if what they believe in actually makes sense.
That's a good one.
Remember, you and I were going back and forth asking each other questions. That's one of the ways of doing it.
That's true. That is true. Okay. Yeah, we can do that tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, whenever. I mean,
tomorrow,
whenever. Cause I,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow may not be a good day because that's
right.
Going to end up being a traveling day. So maybe one day next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Because tomorrow I'll be on the road late, so I ain't going to try and stay on the air forever.
Okay.
Hold on. Somebody got their hand up. Oh, I didn't see that. All right. I'm sorry. 571, you on the air. Go ahead. Okay. Somebody talking. Hello. 3959, you there? Okay, they must have hit it on accident. All right, Joe, but we'll make it work.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay.
We will do a show tomorrow. All right, later.
All right, take it easy.
All right, y'all, another great show here on Let's Talk. I am Mr. Talk, and 571, we did open the mic up, but too late. I'm sorry. Unless you want to get in right now, you got them counting down. Oh, well, they 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello. Okay. I hear the television. Okay, anyway. So check this out, y'all. This is another great show. The government is the government. Pick your poison. That's all I can say. Pick your poison. You know, with so much going on, pick your poison. Take one and run with it. It all going to lead back to the same place. It is. It's just one big circle connected in the middle that takes little different avenues. Whatever it is, just pick your poison. But once you pick your poison, work on the antidote as well. Hey, we can come up with an antidote if we really wanted to. That's all I'm saying. As far as my final statement, that was my final statement. Y'all have a good one. We're going to go out of here with Arrested Development. Like I say, we're going to go out here on a happy tune. So y'all going to start waving them hands in the air. Y'all get ready because here we go. And I'm hot.
out for being rude. And like I said,